Craig. There's only been six players with a contract longer than 2 years, and only one of them longer than 3 years. Controlled spending on free agency. Who would have thunk it?
Well, I mean, we're in very different times, and yeah, I can tell you what, you know it, and everybody, the GMs are all itching, right? They're trying to figure out, we want to pay more, but we can't, and we see these players in an opportunity, but we can't. So I think your phrase is perfect, controlled spending, because it's not like the players aren't attractive, it's not like the teams don't want to spend money, but the circumstances dictate that you got to be very, very prudent, because it's not. There's no indictment against either side, but right now, because we're uncertain about so many things, you have to be careful.
How do you like the additions the Oilers made to bringing back Ennis, and then what will probably be his running mate for at least some time, Kyle Turris at center?
Well, you know, Tyler, you know, when he went to Toronto and then, you know, he left Toronto and then he came over in the trade to Edmonton via Ottawa, I think he showed that he can provide an element of skill. You're not asking him to do more than he can. And I think Tyler's really found a level of comfort in being able to do what he can at this point in his career. And I think it fits perfectly. It fits perfectly for what he can do and what he will provide to the Oilers. And the salary, I mean, it's perfect. It really is ideal. I think Kyle Turris is a terrific signing by the Edmonton Oilers. You know, we know he's a right shot center, so that gives you flexibility. But you're playing behind McDavid and Draisaitl, so that's a benefit to Kyle. But Kyle will fit in nicely with the coaching style of Dave Tippett. He's cerebral. He's a good two-way player. He reads the play. He doesn't put himself in bad positions. And Jason, you know this from your playing days. Coaches have different styles of how they want to play, and sometimes players just don't fit into that particular style. And I think that's what happened to Kyle in Nashville. Peter Laviolette wants to play an up-tempo game and go, 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 go. And Kyle's not that type of a player. And so I think that, you know, you come to Edmonton, you play for Dave Tippett, who's going to ask him to, I think, play a style that suits him. I just see it as really ideal. And then, obviously, you know, you got to go find ways to fit players, good players, under your salary cap. I mean, this is perfect for the Edmonton Oilers.
Craig Button from TSN joins us. TJ Brody has just signed with the Toronto Maple Leafs, a left shot who actually plays the right side more. And Craig, you know, Kyle Turris fills a hole for the Edmonton Oilers, but I've crunched the numbers. I've written articles about it for the last 2 months. The area that Edmonton needs to improve is 5-on-5 goals against. And it's not just their goaltending, because Koskinen was actually pretty good 5-on-5. Mike Smith's numbers weren't, so they're going to improve there. But when you look at high quality chances, the team's overall team defense wasn't good enough. They've changed a ton of forwards over the years. They really haven't changed their defense. And like, there's Tyson Barrie available, but do you see any other, and he doesn't really necessarily help you defending. He helps you moving the puck out for sure. But do you see any defenders that make sense for the Oilers in free agency?
Well, I mean, part of the problem for the Oilers right now is the uncertainty with Klefbom, right? So that creates a massive hole in your lineup, and what is that going to mean, you know, going forward, and what's it going to mean in terms of trying to patch it up? And, you know, Tyson Barrie isn't going to fill that hole. And, you know, like, quite frankly, you know, Tyson can come in and provide something, but how much of an upgrade is he on Ethan Bear, if there is one?
Right.
And so I might be looking in a different area. Like, you know, you look at different areas of teams, and, like, you know, the type of a defenseman that can give support, that can, you know, maybe a little bit better skater to have a puck play player for Adam Larson if he doesn't get traded. You know, a little bit more size and reach, and it doesn't have to be somebody that's punishing, but somebody that eats up that space and somebody that takes up that room and, you know, doesn't make it that makes it difficult for opponents to get into those areas. So, you know, like, without looking specifically, because I don't think it's just about you know, getting a guy in free agency, I think you have to explore the trade options as well. And I think that those are areas that the Edmonton Oilers are going to have to be open-minded towards.
Joined by Craig Button, a TSN analyst. When you look at when I think of the Edmonton Oilers, I think of a team that, you know, has some skill and they like to play a certain way, but compare them to the Dallas or the Tampa. They got to the final, and there's just not enough players that go and kind of, you know, make life difficult for the other team. And, you know, both Ennis and Kyle Turris, although nice players, I don't see either one of those guys really being that unless they have the puck on their stick. So, you know, is it do they have to play a different style then, a little more run and gun, knowing that there's going to be some pretty crazy nights out, or can you mold this team to something different that maybe will give you playoffs and playoff success?
Yeah, and I think it's a great distinction. So, you know, Radek Faksa, Rupe Hintze, you know, Matthias Janmark, yeah, you know, Blake Como, you know, all those guys. I mean, you'd love to have those guys, but, you know, for the Dallas Stars, they took those players and made it work. I mean, they weren't as offensive. Their defensemen became a big, significant part, of their attack. But, so what I would say is that good coaching takes what you have and maximizes it. Dave Tippett's a good coach. So, what I believe and I've seen for too many years with Dave is that he's going to look at his group and he's going to say, here's how we're going to have to play. So, while you'd like to model the Dallas Stars and have Rupe Hintze, you don't. So, now what are you going to do? Well, you're going to be smart. You're not going to get yourself in bad positions. Power play, top in the league. Penalty killing, top in the league. We know that. But you get a little bit more depth, a different type of player than Kyle Turris, a little different player than Riley Sheahan, Kyle Turris is. And then you try to keep building it out. Like, you know, is Tyler Benson ready? Like, how ready is he? You know, he's a competitive player that, you know, is really smart. But I believe that coaches run themselves into problems when they say, this is the only way I can play. This is my system. If you have the right players, you're going to have success. And if you don't, you're going to struggle. Dave Tippett, to me, is not that type of coach. And so I think it's molding and adapting. But, you know, everybody wants to be hard to play against. But you can be hard to play against in different ways. It doesn't always just have to be with edge or one particular area, you know, where you load up with skill or you load up with size. It's being hard to play against in multiple ways.
Craig Button from TSN joins us. Craig, an interesting move by Tampa Bay. They put Tyler Johnson on waivers. Now, some people are speculating that, you know, that's a way to get around his no-trade clause, that a team that wanted to make a trade he didn't want to accept him to now claims him on waivers, and then they make some other sort of trade later on to facilitate it. Do you see, like, I look at Tyler Johnson, he has 4 years at $5 million, but I really see him as probably 1 year at five, Craig? Because I think because he has a, you know, no trade clause, not a no movement clause, he can be exposed in the expansion draft. And I would think that Seattle would be interested because, A, they need some players with salary to get to the floor. So Tyler Johnson for 1 year at $5 million, I think a lot of teams would take him on waivers, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, a couple of things I would say about that. So they asked Tyler to open up his no trade list. And, you know, they tried. And so whatever the number of teams on that list was, you know, that's what you're dealing with. So Julian Breezeboy couldn't get a deal made. So by putting him on waivers now, you open it up to 31 teams. And so there's a couple of things that happen. Now, Tyler Johnson gets claimed and he moves on, and this is more likely, you end up getting calls from teams. Okay, maybe we're interested. And now you can go back to Tyler Johnson and say, hey, listen, We can make this deal here. We know he wasn't on your no-trade list. But I think the move with waivers is trying to open up opportunities to move him along. Now, to your point about Seattle, yeah, you're right. They have to spend to a minimum and everything. And now that becomes a scenario that you have to explore. But at the same time, what you better be careful of is there an interest to have him for those 3 years? Because what's happened with Tyler Johnson is, and it's no fault of his own. He competes, he plays hard, he's still smart, but he's lost a half a step. And a half a step for Tyler Johnson could be a full step for somebody else. And that's really hindered him. He can't get through the traffic as quickly as he once did. He doesn't get the space that is necessary for him to have success. So, you know, it's great to talk about the salary, and I agree with you. For 1 year, I think it would be terrific. But the 3 years after it are the problem, or the 2 years after it are the problem with Tyler Johnson.
Markstrom signs with Calgary. Interesting moment where he thought it was maybe Edmonton, then Vancouver, and then some other teams. But you know, how does a manager stay on it and make sure that he is the choice, or that his team becomes the choice, like it did with Markstrom in Calgary?
Well, yeah, I mean, number one, you know where you're at, Jason, and it's kind of like when your wife says to you, Jason, you need to do this. And you need to do this, and you need to do this, and you just keep nodding your head, yes, 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 because you have no other options. And you want to make sure your wife is happy, right? Well, for Brad Treliving, you know, they need a goaltender. And so when the agent, in this case, Newport Sports, saying, okay, here's what it's going to take, and Brad goes, yes. And he goes, okay, what about this? And Brad goes, yes. You know, you're not really negotiating. What you're really doing is agreeing to the terms being laid out. And I think that was the case with Jacob Markstrom. They had the cap room. They had the need in the net, and you want them. So, you know, in my experiences, you know, in free agency, you know, that's where it gets to. I know in Dallas, Bob Gainey really established it. We struck out in free agency a few times early on. And what we learned, though, was here's our offer. What do you want? And they would tell us, and we'd say, okay. And then it would be, whoa. Bob said, well, you told us what you want. We said yes. And, you know, I think that's free agency in a nutshell.
Craig, great stuff today. Get some rest. We will chat with you next week when a lot of the big names still, Petrangelo, Hall, for fun, where do you think those two end up, Petrangelo and Hall?
I still believe Petrangelo is going to end up in St. Louis.
Me too.
I think that they both wanted to understand the landscape. Taylor Hall is open to a short-term deal. I keep going back to the Hossa deal back in 08. And Keep in mind, guys, too, that there was a global recession going on at that time. So the salary cap was flat. Circumstances for spending, were a little bit similar to what's happening today with the uncertainty. And I still believe Colorado would be a great fit for him on a short-term deal.
That would be an awful team to play against. You were a defenseman, Craig. Could you imagine?
It would be, wouldn't it?
I'd have the Colorado flu every time we go through there.
the Chinook winds are creating a headache for me. I won't be able to play tonight.
Can you imagine Hall and McKinnon? Oh, my God, those two guys flying up the ice. Maybe on different lines. And then you got Jules Rantanen, who's a horse with the puck in the corner. Like, I personally think that Hall's, that'd be a great spot for them. I think it makes sense for both sides. And it'd be a fun brand, fun place to play. And I think that with Taylor Hall, he needs to have some of that fun because he hasn't had a lot of fun in many of the teams he's been at for obviously maybe the way the teams are built, Craig. So I think that's a real natural spot for him to reignite some love for the game.
I think your points are spot on, and I couldn't agree with you more.
Craig, have yourself a great weekend. We'll chat with you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody and your families.